B-Pod Studios.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
What happens next in the afternoon? Glad to have you along. I gotta get something off my chest.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you had something there.
Looks like a meatball or something.
Yeah. I've talked about this before, but I hate it when it affects me directly. And I will not go into details and name names.
Did anybody ask you to?
No, but I'm going to preface it because sometimes it might slip out. What is it with women and their birthdays?
Oh, God.
I did, and that is just a simple, open-ended question. Because,
well, as soon as you say that, though, everybody fills right. in their own personal blank and says, oh, Jesus.
Yep. And I've talked about this before. But I think it is universal, and it's hardwired into women. If a guy has a birthday, Haney's got one coming up next month. I got one coming up the month after that.
I'm well aware that nobody really cares.
Nobody. You were so right.
Now, the people closest to me will pretend to care.
Well,
that's just out of courtesy, but they really don't.
But I don't even want to talk about what people, pretend to care or anything. I'm looking at myself personally. I don't care that it's my birthday. And secondly, I let the day go by without incident.
Right.
If
that's an ideal birthday.
Somebody comes, happy birthday, or if somebody thought of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I know you don't really mean it, but because... As I always said, everybody has a birthday.
Well, see,
and the only one that cares about a birthday is you and your mama.
The thing is, Stan, what a birthday can do is to swing the spotlight onto you. We generally don't like that. Women live for that.
Yes. Now, what I mean, remain nameless. Let's just say it's an imaginary person.
A hypothetical person.
Thank you, Haney.
Madam X.
Madam X. Madam X will go and tell you, whether you're involved with them or not, that my birthday is coming up, and my friends are throwing me a party, and then we're taking the next day, and it's going to be, they want to take me on a road trip and whatever
happens.
Birthday
week.
And yes, now you say, all women are crazy. To what degree? Some women think that because their birthday falls in, February, that it's birthday month.
Yeah, my ex-wife, grew from a birthday to a birthday weekend to a week. A few years into it, it was a birth month.
Birth month. Your birthday may be February 15th, but starting on February 1st through the 28th,
there are things going on.
Anything goes. I should be given slack to do what I want to do because my birthday's this month.
There are dinners and day trips
for my birthday. Yeah.
Scattered out throughout a whole month.
And then you got the ones that are less crazy. They want birthday week. And then you got birthday weekend. Take it to whatever level you want.
Yeah, and it can go all the way up to birthday season.
Yes, I have seen where, the party's thrown and they're going to wear a tiara.
Mm-hmm.
And get all their
You're
presents.
Talking about a grown woman.
Grown women!
Wearing tiaras.
Oh, sure. If they're having a party, yes.
Chicks and tiaras now, it's like a given.
Yeah. When I was a kid, if you were a grown-up wearing a tiara, they laughed at you. Now, you know, you wear a tiara, and it's like one of the most... Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there, or wasn't there a store in town that specialized in tiaras?
I think tiaras are us.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
I think...
Tiara Depot.
Yeah.
And it goes...
Tiaras for less?
It goes...
Not just tiaras and bar stools?
It goes beyond that. And you know what? It goes beyond that. And what I'm saying is...
And this is all hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical.
Madam X.
But Madam X. But what I'm also saying, and you guys are right on, and that's the point I'm trying to make, it's, hey, look at me. I've known women who have, and I'm sure others have, who have gotten themselves pregnant. Let's just say married, wanting to have children in the future. But their friends, their neighborhood friends, Becky's pregnant with a baby on the way.
And, what about Liz?
And Liz is pregnant with a baby on the way. And they start thinking, women in general start thinking, well, look at all the attention that they're getting. I've got to go and get her a gift for her baby shower. And I got to. So they get themselves pregnant, and it's not the new bundle of joy that's coming into the family. It's,
no, the baby is a prop.
Yes, it's. I'm gonna have a baby shower, and make sure somebody films it as I'm opening up my presents, and I can show my belly really fat, and look what you're bringing me.
OMG, LOL.
Yep. And this all came on to me again. It comes. You know, as birthdays come
once,
and go.
Once a year?
Yeah.
Annually.
But I start saying, this has nothing to do, because nobody cares about your birthday. And you, as the soon-to-be mother, it's nothing to do with the bundle of joy that's on the way. It's how many friends have I got, and what can you give me, and how can I be the center of attention? Meanwhile, the father, if he's a good husband or a good provider... And I'll say this with me when my daughter was coming all those years ago. You know what ran through my head? How am I going to afford to put her through school? With another addition, another mouth to feed? Am I going to make enough at work to have another addition into my family?
You're thinking about things like that, and she's thinking about, she wants the best brand of stroller and changing table and...
And
then the so-called friends, they're all talking about her.
Of course. Of course.
Can you believe that?
And whether it's Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, that's...
Whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's birthday, wedding shower, bridal shower. You're getting married. You're getting married. You know what the groom's thinking? All right, I got to find out where we can both live because we're not living with her parents. And I got to be able to go and provide. And I'm going to have a mortgage now. Can't live in the apartment that we're living in now. Hopefully, I'll be able to get a better job and I can afford a home for our family to be. Not the bride. Not the bride.
Oh, no.
What color dress? What color are the bridesmaids going to be? What can I get for the shower? It just eats at me.
These days... Kids really need their fathers.
Yes.
Because that's the only adult in the room. You all right?
You made him spit a little.
It's the only adult in the room.
That has the child's interest at heart.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know when this changed, but it did.
And it changed hard.
It's an overall air of selfishness.
Yes. Birthday. I'm going to leave out Valentine's.
Right.
I'm going to leave out the bridal shower, the baby shower. For birthday. It is not an effing holiday.
But it really has changed. I mean, think about our mothers. They were never that way.
No. No. I remember.
It's a generational thing.
When I was a kid, 6, 7 years old, my mom's birthday, my dad come home from work, have a gift for her. Lord knows what happened when that evening.
Yeah, where that gift came from.
Or where that gift came from. Well, I found out in later years where it came from. And the guy's in jail now. But I remember my mom's birthday. She was home with us kids. Still had to put dinner on the table. Still had to get us ready for school the next day.
And she would be happy if we made her a picture.
Yep, drew her a picture or, you know.
That doesn't fly anymore.
No, or my sisters went and made it with their Easy Bake Oven, made her a cake, and she loved it. No, that's what mom's birthdays were. Now, birthday week, birthday month, tiara,
and
road
these are
trips, parties.
Grown women.
Multiple parties.
Best days behind them.
Oh, you better believe it.
Completely hypothetical.
It is hypothetical.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's an imaginary situation.
But the bottom line is, if you're in a loving, caring family with children.
You know, buying skinny jeans at Lane Bryant.
Oh, I know it!
Madam X.
But if you're in a happy, caring, loving family, your birthday, ladies, is the joy of your children's eyes looking at you.
That's what it's supposed to be.
You and your husband maybe having a nice evening out together.
Yeah, maybe a dinner.
Get a babysitter.
Get a sitter, go out to dinner.
Friday night, and the two of you, you know, together as husband and wife, paint the town.
And that's where the husband has started thinking about the birthday, you know, months in advance and saving up money so that they can go to her favorite restaurant.
Yep.
Not Jaeger bomb body shots at some meat market bar.
Yes. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And they love those bars, man.
Yep, yep.
I don't get that.
And you say to yourself, oh, this is so true. You say to yourself, because you know what? We're adults. You say to yourself, when you were in your 20s, that was fun. When you were in your 30s, you know what? Once in a while, and you're getting a little bit of responsibility. And when you know what? When it's in your 40s and you're doing this stuff, it's pathetic.
It's a shame to see. You know what I blame?
What's that?
That Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah, it's got a lot to do with it.
Gives them permission.
Yep. These promiscuous broads.
Yeah. Slutting it up at that age.
I just had to get it off my chest because...
Well, it's basically... Stan, all you're doing is... I understand that you had to get it off your chest, but it's just stating the obvious.
It is.
And you know, we're talking about our moms. Think back even further to our grandmothers. Their heads would explode.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Think back to grandmothers. Never mind a little party at home and the husband taking you out. Hell no.
And you're my wife.
And
you ladies better wake up and think about your grandmothers. Because guess what? Yesterday alone, 70,000 jobs.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yep.
No one is safe. And this frivolous bull...
Hey.
You started it.
I know I did.
Has got to come to an end.
But it's not... Let me explain something. To women...
They don't grow up.
And I use it in a general term. To women, yes, they feel the pinch of the economy. They may have lost a job. They may have had to pick up a job to continue to contribute into the family because the husband may have been laid off or something.
Did you say contribute?
Contribute.
Oh, I thought that was her money that was spent on cosmetics
and
handbags.
But it's a different...
When your paycheck comes in, that's our money. If she earns anything, that's... her money.
But what the point I'm trying to make is no matter how hard times get.
Look, I made money. I saved you money by buying that handbag with my own money.
No matter how hard times get. You're not going to get. It's hardwired, Haney. Birthday means holiday. And if I can stretch that holiday out as long as I can, a day, a week, a month, that means I don't have to take responsibility.
Because after all, it's their birthday.
Right. Times could be time. I don't care if
6 weeks. Hey, look at me.
I don't care if there was a woman in Port Royal. Is that what it is down there?
Port Royal.
Well, yeah, now you're just it's turning into a melange.
Right. And times are tough, and they have to go live in a condo and hope to make ends meet. Doesn't matter. When birthday comes, it's still a holiday, and I expect something. It doesn't matter. Hardwired. Are you going to fault me because I want to forget about all the troubles of the world for 1 week?
But it's not 1 week.
Depending on who you got. 1 week. 1 day, 1 month, my 40th birthday year.
Boy, I was really, really disciplined when we first came in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me,
you got about 60 seconds.
Okay, let me contrast the women's birthday worries.
Yes.
93-year-old World War II veteran from Bay City, Michigan, froze to death inside his home after the city limited his flow of electricity for not paying his bills. The World War II veteran, 93-year-old man, died a slow, painful death, according to the coroner.
Yeah.
The coroner said that he had never seen a body that had been through hypothermia indoors.
Well,
the temperature inside the man's home was 32 degrees.
If he only did what Cindy would do and go to happy hour, he could have stayed warm and had chicken wings.
Yeah, that's just because he's stupid.
Yes! We'll be back. 96K
oh,
Rock.
Jesus.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Stan and Haney in the afternoon. Glad to have you along. In about a half hour, we will kick off a full hour of Swap Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Buy, sell, trade, give it away. Let's get this out of the way and move on.
Scouring the globe to bring you what you need to hear.
According to him.
Yeah.
Buckle your seatbelts. It's time for Stan's Audio Grab Bag.
You're a great game manager.
Thank you. We were talking about it last break. May as well continue it.
And now it's time for another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
Today.
God, that guy at the supermarket was cute. No, he was freaking hot. And he brought his own bags. I love that. I mean, if he cares about the environment, I'm sure he cares about his lady. His lady? You know what I mean. I've got to get some of those bags so that people think I care about the planet. And I'll start buying organic food and wearing makeup with no chemicals. Then I'll get a hot, sexy, hippie guy who loves Mother Earth and doesn't wear a watch because he doesn't believe in man's fixation with time. And he probably only showers twice a week to save water and doesn't use deodorant because it's toxic. And he doesn't pay bills because it only feeds the corporate greed. So essentially, I'll be dating a homeless guy. Forget it. I'm good with the plastic bags. He kind of lost me with the whole not showering thing.
Sure, baby.
And that was another
episode. He lost her.
Yeah,
she manufactured the whole thing in her head.
Really
it's all in her head.
Well, that's how it works.
You can either
ride the tide or drown.
President Obama.
I'm not getting in the boat.
President Obama gave his first post-inaugural interview to an Arabic network.
I knew it.
Yeah. Here, Obama says some of America's enemies are nervous now that he's president.
People sense that you have a different political discourse. And I think, judging by what Al-Qaeda says, Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden and all these,
chorus. They seem nervous.
They seem very nervous, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, tell me why they should be more nervous.
Well, I think that when you look at the rhetoric that they've been using against me, before I even took office.
I know.
What that tells me is that their ideas are bankrupt. There's no actions that they've taken that say a child in the Muslim world is getting a better education because of them or has better health care because of them. In my inauguration speech, I spoke about you will be judged on what you build, not what you destroy. And what they've been doing is destroying things. And over time, I think the Muslim world has recognized that that path is leading no place except more death and destruction.
This This is so disturbing, so tasteless.
Tasteless, rude, and offensive.
Let me read you the story, a brief little tidbit of what you're about to hear. A company called Showbiz Promotions.
Sounds legit.
A company called...
Yeah, how you doing? This is Dave from Showbiz Promotions. Mm-hmm.
A company called Showbiz Promotions is selling a doll that they claim is a tribute to Kaylee Anthony.
Oh. No.
The two-year-old who was found dead here in Florida last year.
Say it ain't so.
The doll talks and sings a creepy version of the song You Are My Sunshine.
No.
Yep.
Whoa.
I saw the...
That's horrible.
It is horrible. I saw the news story this morning on the news, and they have actually got a commercial, and they're trying to sell. Just think of how tasteless and low this is.
Ugh.
A Kaylee Anthony doll. Here's part of that sick, creepy commercial.
Hello, I have a new doll. Her name is Kaylee Sunshine, and she sings too. Let me show you. Why don't you come and play with us?
Wow.
Uh-huh. I'm not joking.
And with that reverb on the singing, sounds like it's like from a creepy, scary movie.
And the news report was so bad that they have the home video of her singing the song when she was in her baby chair.
Whoever is responsible for that is either just pure evil,
yep,
or they have no soul.
Oh. It's for sale.
Unbelievable.
Illinois governor. What's his name, Haney? Yep.
He was on Larry King Live.
He's going everywhere.
I like him.
Yeah, he didn't go to his impeachment trial. He went to New York and went on every TV station.
He's entertaining.
Here.
And when you get somebody like that, because...
Loose cannon.
Well, you know, he's become kind of a joke.
Yes.
But don't forget, he is the sitting governor of the state of Illinois.
Sure is.
And... he is like a rat trapped in a corner, and he's going to start spilling beans on everybody.
He says his impeachment is like an old movie where the good guy takes on the establishment.
You compared yourself to the character that Jimmy Stewart plays in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, where you see the good guy take on the establishment. Is that how you see yourself?
I do. This is like an old Frank Capra movie, whether it's Jimmy Stewart or Gary Cooper. I do. I see myself that way. In those movies, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Meet John Doe, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, or It's a Wonderful Life.
Congratulations to Barbara Walters.
Oh, by the way, before you move on.
Well, it's still about Blagoy.
Blagojevich on Larry King last night at the very end of the show. I wish I had a recorder, but I didn't. I saw it live. And at the end of the show, Larry tells us, want to make sure everybody remembers to Downcast our blogcast.
Downcast our blogcast.
And then he sighed. Anderson, what do you make?
Congratulations to Barbara Walters, who finally had Blagojevich there and actually did some reporting, you know, grilling somebody like a reporter and not the entertainment person she's become. Here she is with Blagojevich.
What I'm looking forward to is an opportunity to make my case. The impeachment trial in Illinois gives me a chance, if they allow me to bring witnesses in, to begin to put some
Governor,
of this behind
just let me ask this one question. Did you say, in context, out of context, it's on a wire tape, did you say those things? The prosecution has said that you wanted a cabinet post or a high-paying job for yourself or your wife. Here's your chance. No lawyers. You're talking to the public. Please answer that part of it. Otherwise, you know, why are you wasting time on these programs?
Well, again,
did you say those things?
Well, I think that whatever the tapes are, they're going to come out and they'll speak for themselves. The tapes will show the whole story.
He doesn't answer it.
Oh, and another thing that Blagojevich did on Larry King Live.
Yeah.
And Larry or his producers, I don't know. That show is, I got to start watching it every night because you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
And I don't mean that in a good way.
I know.
They actually ran a reel of the Saturday Night Live bits, Letterman, Leno, where they're just hammering Blagojevich, both on you know, the fact that he's in trouble and on physical things like his hair. Like, did he just comb his eyebrows up? And they had a split screen where they're making him watch it.
Oh, yeah. Larry King loves the split screen.
And Blagojevich is sitting there. I guess that's funny.
We'll be taking your phone calls.
Well, it's a funny bit.
Hey! Mickey Rourke is going to WrestleMania!
You're damn right,
Chris Jericho, I'm coming after your ass. You better get yourself in shape, brother.
So you're going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do WrestleMania?
You bet your ass.
Is this breaking news?
You know, let's get some of the more attractive women in America, celebrity women, and ask them about back hair. Here's Jennifer Aniston, Scarlett Johansson, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Goodwin. They all talk.
Don't they all get waxed so they don't have any
back
hair?
Well, they're talking about a guy.
Oh.
A guy with back hair. Is it a deal breaker for you ladies?
Back hair. Does it conquer all? Does love conquer all, or is it a deal breaker?
Oh, well, there's the occasional rogue hair. I mean,
you help out to remove?
I can easily help that one out.
Why do women always feel like they have to get
it? It's a baboon instinct. It's that thing that's like,
I make a lot of bad decisions that way, though. I'm always just like, let me get that. Oh, my God. don't look in the mirror.
How many of these stars?
Put a Neosporin on that and get to go.
Do we agree not a deal breaker across the board if he's a great guy?
No, I don't.
No, not a deal breaker.
But we're talking about how much. That's the deal breaker for me.
I'll go for a bear. Why not?
Can you have a funny guy you're not attracted to? No.
It's chemistry. I mean, God knows. I don't have a type. It runs the gamut. It's a thing. It's that stink.
Stink?
What? Say a word for stink, but no back hair.
Conan O'Brien
cackling him
was on Inside the Actors Studio with our buddy James Lipton.
Has Conan ever been in a movie?
I don't know.
He's not really known as an actor, is he?
They're trying to do a big hype. He's even in the movie theaters now with the trailers, talking about how he's going to be the host of The Tonight Show in a matter of weeks.
But it doesn't count.
It really doesn't. Not like it used to be. But here on Inside the Actors Studio, Conan O'Brien says that he's pretty inbred.
You have said I'm probably more pure Irish than most people living in Ireland.
Yes.
How come?
Well, because my people moved to this country before the Civil War, in the 1850s.
Right.
Both sides. They settled in central Massachusetts, and they just started marrying other 100% Irish Catholics.
I see.
My family were so completely inbred that after being in this country since the 1840s, I'm still 100% Irish.
And the product of all that inbreeding.
Yes.
Oh,
You son of a bitch.
Here, you know, James Lipton likes to ask those 10 questions.
Yeah.
Here are the 10 questions to Conan O'Brien.
What is your favorite word? Chambers. You know, let's retire to chambers. You hear it a lot in the 19th century.
Yeah.
What is your least favorite word? Bowel.
Well done.
Just whenever you hear bowel, you don't want to hear any more. Like, what's going on? Something with my bowels.
You're can relate, Sam.
I'm out.
What turns you on?
Enthusiasm. If people are enthusiastic, you can conquer the world. And I hate people that are too cool for school.
What turns you off?
I can't stand snobbery.
What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound of like an egg dropping in milk. Like you're making a shake and you put a little egg, bloop, and it's just right. It's a great sound.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I hate a ringing phone in 1970s television, especially any Quinn Martin production.
That's true.
I'm serious.
Here's the rest of them.
What is your favorite curse word?
Mother is the best. Just cuts through everything. It's great, and you can say it different ways. Motherfucker, and motherfucker. You know, it's great.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I'd love to be a rockabilly singer for like a year. Right. I'd like to travel with my own band. I'd like to have a tricked out Gretsch 6120 guitar, crazy sideburns, and I'd like to do that.
What profession would you absolutely not like to participate in?
I think pornography. I think I would be...
As a producer?
As a male, pornographic, sexual actor, I'd be terrible at that. I'd be very bad at it, and I'd be self-conscious, and I'd ruin take after take, despite everyone's constant pleading. I think it's best that not happen.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Conan, how did you do it? Like God just mystified. I know all, but this guy, how did he do it? And we'd high-five each other, which would cause a tsunami.
Do we still have the creepy singing doll?
Oh, we most certainly do.
Yeah. Can we hear that one more time?
Sure.
This is it.
Okay, yeah.
That is the inspirational Kaylee Sunshine doll based on the murdered child.
Yes.
Kaylee Anthony. This just into our newsroom. The president of Showbiz Productions.
Sounds legit.
Well, that's the gentleman that you referenced
yes.
earlier. Has released a statement.
Oh, he has.
After reviewing the response to our media introduction of the Sunshine Kaylee doll and listening to the advice of the general public, we feel that it is best to suspend the launch of the Sunshine Kaylee doll.
Good move.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so creepy.
Well, somebody found a brain.
Finally, I gotta play this. You know what? I've never met the man, but Jimmy Carter seems like, President Carter, seems like a genuinely nice man.
Mm-hmm. He is. Still teaches Sunday school.
Yes. And he was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he responds to the media saying that he snubbed the
well,
Clintons.
He's got a lot of enemies.
Sure he does. Here you go.
There was some tension, they said, between you and President Clinton. They said that when you walked by him at the inaugural, that there was they literally used the word snub. Here it is right here. You give a nice kiss to, I believe that's Barbara Bush. There's President Clinton right there. Boom! What happened? Did you not see him?
Yeah. About 15 minutes before we went in to the platform area, Hillary and Bill and Rosa and I were together. And when we met each other as old friends, I kissed Hillary. Bill kissed Rosalind.
Whoa, sir, no, don't. I don't want to know this.
this.
Let me finish.
I don't want to know anything about this.
I know what kind of show it is, but I'm not going to go any further than that. But we reminisced about Bill helping me become president. I helped him become president. And then when we walked in before the TV cameras, then George H.W. Bush came up because he's kind of got a bad leg and he had to go up on the elevator. But I kissed Barbara and I thought about kissing Hillary again. I thought Bill.
No,
would,
no.
I thought,
sir.
I thought Bill might think that was going
too far. He might think that's too far.
5 days a week, he spends sleepless hours suffering migraine headaches, lower back pain, and hot flashes to bring you what you need to hear.
According to him.
Join us again next time for Stan's Audio Grab Bag.
Please.
Horrible.
That is not how that's done.
No.
Let's cleanse the palate.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken. And I hung my head and cried.
Oh, yeah. Powerful song.
Yeah. You are my sunshine,
wins elections.
My only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
That is great. All right, we got to take a break. Swap shop next. On 96 K-Rock.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
I got an email that came in today, and it just simply says this. University of West Florida, Department of Communication Arts, intern midterm evaluation. HW is our young intern from the University of West Florida. Where is that?
I think it's in Pensacola.
You think?
Pensacola, Stan. Okay. Pensacola.
You got a football team?
No.
Okay.
What's the mascot? It looks like a mollusk.
It's some kind of mollusk.
Home of the snails or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a snail that's been thrown up against a piece of glass.
I don't have a picture on mine.
Oh, yeah, it's a snail. University of West Florida, home of the fighting snails.
It's in the Pensacola area, so in the panhandle.
Right, panhandle.
Like
exactly.
Florabama?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what Florabama means?
Yeah, that's right.
Redneck Riviera?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Cowboys and everything.
Please complete this evaluation of your intern's performance to
Where
date.
Is it from Panama City Beach?
That's the Redneck Riviera.
I think like maybe... I'm not sure.
So you've never gone there on spring break?
No.
Do you go to school?
Yeah.
Do you go?
Is it a university without walls?
Please complete this evaluation of your intern's performance to date.
Have you completed your evaluation,
Yeah,
Stan?
Well, I'm going to let HW evaluate himself, and then I will actually give him the grade I feel.
Yeah, because I don't think he can evaluate himself.
No, we believe these characteristics are important for a successful completion of an internship. Evaluate the intern on each of these dimensions by making a check in the appropriate box. E for excellent, AA for above average, A for average, BL below average, or NO not observed.
Before we get started, I need to ask HW a question, because this may affect how I evaluate him.
Uh-huh.
I need you to do me a favor when we're done with this break.
Okay.
Okay.
What? What? Because he's going to do you a favor?
Yeah, he doesn't even know what it is yet,
okay.
But he said yes.
Okay. Okay, let's start off with this. This is the official one right here.
This is the one that is going to be returned?
Yes.
I'll try to influence him.
And you may want to help me on some of these things. Approximate number of hours worked. How many hours?
Are you supposed to?
Yeah, how many are you supposed to?
That's the main thing, is what do you need minimum to get credit?
You're right. What do you need?
Oh, I don't even know.
You
that.
Don't know. I approximate hours worked.
Yeah, it's on the email somewhere. Let's just say.
What do they want to hear?
Yeah.
A lot.
Let's just enough. Say.
200 hours a week.
There's
not 200 hours in a week,
he
I don't
think. He puts
in
probably of work 3 hours.
Per week?
Per week?
Oh, approximate number per day. Per day.
You just changed that on the sheet? You can't do that.
Approximate number of hours worked. That's all it says on there. 3 hours per day. Let them do the math. All right, this is for the spring semester. Yeah?
Summer.
HW, are you dependable?
Oh, yeah. E.
No, E?
That's E.
Dependable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think you might want to pick your spots for the E, because that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you don't want to just go E all the way down.
Yeah, if we were to go through and just check off E, they'll think one of two things. The first thing they'll think is that you filled it out yourself,
right.
And the second thing they'll think is that we simply don't care.
No, you're
average.
They're all rednecks. They don't know any difference.
Hey, average. That's what I'm giving you,
average.
You know,
we're on the air. You should not call your professors rednecks.
They don't have the station.
Oh, they could.
By the way, the mascot is...
We're on the web.
...is the Argonaut. Right.
The what?
Argonaut.
Oh, like Jason and the Argonauts?
Mm-hmm.
Are you creative and innovative?
Oh, yeah. AA.
You know what? I'll say you are creative and innovative.
Now, see, I would give you an E on that and an AA on dependable.
Wrong. A for dependable. Averagely dependable.
Just okay. A? Single A?
Yeah, because he floats his hours around. Sometimes he's
I gave him permission to do that.
No, you didn't. Not for what I know.
He's telling you. He gave him permission.
To come
but
in.
Not for what hours. He knows. Didn't you hear him?
To come in. I mean, there are times when I get in here and he's very prompt. Other times he's dragging ass, bringing lunch into the office.
Okay, so average.
Average.
That was for you.
So he was dragging ass because he was bringing you lunch?
He brought me lunch today.
Yeah.
Haney, look.
Ooh.
It's the one that was recalled.
Yeah, with the Listeria.
Creative.
I might eat it.
Innovative. I'll give you an A.
It's been sitting out at room temperature for a couple hours now.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I know.
You are creative and innovative.
Yeah.
But nothing's new.
That I think is... that if we're going to give him an E, I think that's the one
I'm
should
not.
Give it.
I give it AA.
Okay.
Can work independently. That's a BL.
BL, yeah.
BL.
You heard me.
Why?
You need to be told what to do.
You need to chill on this one, because right. The next one will make up for it.
Okay, wait a second.
Oh.
Can work under supervision?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to tell him exactly what to do.
Tell him exactly what to do, so that takes you out of the E and out AA.
Yeah, he can work under supervision fine.
Yes, above average.
The next one he should do well.
Wait a second, I haven't even got to the next one yet.
I'm just trying to rush you through this so that you'll give him some good...
Can work as a member? Can you work as a member of a team? I think you're a lone wolf.
A lone wolf.
Yeah, you like. That's I'm sorry. Below average. But
don't torpedo him.
No, meet deadlines.
Oh yeah.
Look, I've asked you to do so many things, and I get the hands being thrown up.
What about the blog?
I'm sorry.
5 o'clock. Right.
Well, yeah, but then
that was a lot of work with the swap shop.
But then he took, took that time off, and the blog wasn't updated. That all goes down to the grade. You know what?
Yeah, and that reflects poorly on us in the eyes of corporate.
Yeah, A, because I had the program director come to me, why isn't that blog being updated? Well, HW decided after working a week he was going to take a week off.
He had to go dress up like a squirrel.
At some anime convention. What? No, average.
Which one were you, Chip or Dale?
I was Chip.
Yeah. Meets job responsibilities. Not observed.
Not observed?
Yeah, he does.
No,
he meets his...
What?
Kinda.
Not observed. Kinda. Okay, fine.
Below. Let me give him an A.
Shows leadership abilities. Come on.
It's an E.
That's a no.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. Thank you for agreeing with me on that, Haney. I appreciate that. That's a no.
Yeah, that's not your...
I put that in the wrong box.
At least in this environment, not your strong suit.
Shows initiative. Do you think you show initiative? No, you don't.
Let him answer if you're going to ask him the question.
At times.
All right, BL, below average.
No, give him an A.
This is the one that's going out.
First of all, I have to be honest. When you say shows initiative, he wanted to do this to begin with.
Okay, A.
Oh, there you go. A.
Seeks additional work opportunities. No.
What would you say, HW?
No.
Yeah, no. I don't even know what that means.
Meaning that you want... It's give me more. Tell me what else I can do. Answer a phone.
I'll do that sometimes.
Let's see. Are you highly motivated towards this profession?
I don't know yet.
So
he was initially, and I think now, it sort of tailed off. Yeah.
He's kind of soured on it now.
Okay, below average.
Which means we've done our job.
Yeah. I don't want to see anybody get into this mess like we're in.
If we can save just one kid.
Yeah. Readily accepts challenges. Do you readily accept a challenge?
Oh, yeah, it's an E.
Yes, he does.
That's an E.
I'm not giving you an E.
Give me an E.
You get an A.
A-A.
A-A. A-A. Where was that? Opportunities. Oh, there it is.
Readily accepts challenges.
Oh, I'm not going to give you any. A-A. A-A. Readily applies instruction. No.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. What?
I mean, I wouldn't go off the charts with, like, E or anything, but...
Readily applies instruction. So we what show I have felt, him what to
yes.
do. He does it.
Yeah, once...
No, you're trying to save this boy's ass, and I can't allow. I can't.
There have been times
where
he has misunderstood what I asked him to do, and did a lot of work needlessly. But he still did the work.
Okay. A.
Then I explained to him what I wanted, and he did his best to come back with it.
So readily applies instruction.
Yes,
he doesn't readily
he does.
Apply.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't follow your instructions, and he has to do it again.
Well, he did.
He follows it to the best of his ability.
His intentions are
right.
Good.
Well, exactly. then get an A.
Okay.
The road to hell's paved with good intentions.
Yep.
And the longer you live, the more you realize how true that really is.
Positive attitude towards learning.
Well, that's an E.
Now, here's where I'm going to be affected by this. And I have witnesses here. First day we told you to go organize that office, you shrugged your shoulder and said, oh, I guess that's what interns do. And you walked out.
That has nothing to do with learning. It's his positive attitude towards learning.
No. Yeah, he didn't need to
learn to throw out,
clean up.
If he did it right the first time, he wouldn't have to have done it again.
What?
That would be average.
Well, I mean, I don't think he knew how to detail a car before he
readily accepts constructive criticism. Well, we find right now you're bucking everything I say.
He's got a smile on his face.
Yeah, he's taking it.
BL.
Oh, come on.
Below
average. You're tough.
Well, if you're going to give him a BL in any category, you better have a damn good specific reason for it.
Well, I got a section down here that I can give it.
Where you can elaborate on these?
Yeah, sure. Dresses appropriately for job.
Absolutely.
Yes, there's your E. You do. You earned that one. Yeah, you earned that one.
That's not a gimme.
No, you got an E for that. So let me see. I gave you a 1 E
for his dress.
It's overall.
the final numbers, one E. You should be proud of it.
You know,
just to let the listener know what this is about, he got an E on his college evaluation from Stan for dressing appropriately for the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he took a look around and saw that the three of us wear cargo shorts and T-shirts and
every day
and dresses the same way that we do.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
One E. One, two, three. Above
so as,
averages.
As a college professor glances at, okay, what are the E's here? Oh, he dresses appropriately and excels at that.
Yeah. That's important.
Not so much.
I gave you above average in working independently.
I'm telling you, man.
Can work under supervision.
I thank God every night that the man sitting across from me does not have any more authority than he already does.
Can work under supervision and readily accepts challenges. I gave you above average on those.
Every little bit of authority that Stan manages to get takes another slice of his soul.
Well, when I finally got on board, you know, as a full-timer, it was Haney put him on the phone and say, okay, you got to say goodbye to your friend, Stan, and say hello to your boss, Stan.
Two different things.
Yep. Do you remember what your friend, Stan, was like?
Not so much. It seems like a faded memory.
Seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't
it?
Yeah. All right. Now, I gave you average on dependability. I gave you average. And don't knock an average. If you're falling into the average category, you'll find work.
Some people strive for average.
Yes, I did.
But what did our Lord and Savior say about lukewarm water?
Spew it from your mouth.
What's John McCain going to do?
hang on.
I gave you average for meeting deadlines, average for meets job responsibilities. That's pretty damn good. Average.
He should get at least a double A.
He should, but he won't.
So you admit it.
An average for initiative. Here's where we need improvement. Okay? These are below average.
Well, no, you got to. First, you have to. Because once you get through these check marks where you mark off the E's and all that, then they have the individual questions.
Yeah.
And I think you should go through them in order.
Okay, I will. Below average, can work independently. You really can't.
Yes, he can.
Can work as a member of a team. Not really.
Yes, he can.
highly motivated towards the profession.
Thank you, Minnesota.
You admitted yourself you weren't.
Well, not yet.
And readily accepts a constructive criticism below average. Here's where you got to work on. I gave you two not observed, and that would be shows leadership ability and seeks additional work opportunities. Let's work on
that. Means
again, if you don't even know what the question means, how can
it means
you...
you're eager for more responsibility.
What do you consider?
You want to move up.
What do you consider the intern's most significant strengths?
His manner of dress.
Thank you.
Pleasant to be around.
Yes, his.
That's very true.
Manner.
Very pleasant.
Well groomed.
Dress.
Well, not so much today.
No.
Easy to be around. Sometimes. Well groomed.
Sometimes.
Groomed.
I think you should word that better. Well groomed on occasion.
Okay. On occasion.
Like nice edit, Haney.
Can you spell that?
No, how do you spell occasion? I-O-N.
Figures. You know.
Okay. How could intern improve? Well.
Let me count the ways.
How long we got?
Answer our phone. Facts?
What?
Paperwork? Communication?
How have you been doing with the phones?
See what I mean?
Did you make that one phone call?
Did you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I will.
Again, see, now you know why I'm grading them the way I'm grading them. It's not what we would like to see. It's what we have seen. How could he improve? Show up to work and not take a week off. Show up to work.
Should you do the old show up when you show up to work? Show up to work.
Yeah, okay, good idea. Three times. Show up to work and not.
Don't just show up to work. Show up to work. Triple underline.
God. Show up to work.
And it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
We're do everything in cliches now.
Okay. I think they'd appreciate
now
it.
Now they need my signature right there.
Harley now.
What's today's date? What is today?
It's the 11th.
Let me look at the racing form.
It's the 11th.
Yeah, the
11th. Oh, 08. Now, HW, please sign that right there.
I don't know if I want to.
Sign it. Do as you're told.
Otherwise, he can change those grades.
I'll change those grades. You'll lose one of those E's, and it's the only one you got.
God, your penmanship is worse than mine.
Give me that. Give me that.
Oh, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Stan, where he had his handwritten answers, and I'll bet you they're misspelled.
Yeah, they are. How do you spell occasion?
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
O-C-C- That's incorrect, Tom.
How do you spell it?
He didn't say occasion before he spelled
this
it.
This isn't a spelling bee.
Okay.
He just asked.
Well, that's Stan's preferred format.
Oh, he wants everything answered in the form of a spelling bee?
And he may ask you to use it in a sentence.
Okay. His strengths, his manner of dress, easy to be around, well-groomed on occasion.
I had pleasant to be around.
How could the intern improve? Answer phones, fax, do some paperwork, office work in general.
Now, Stan, do you think that it would be fair now if
and show up to work. To work. To work.
When you show up to work.
I can't write on
show
that.
Up to work. Right. Triple underline. And maybe you could do them descending, where the first underline is large, the second one is a little shorter, and then one like in the middle.
How's that? Last.
Perfect.
All right. Put that in an envelope.
I
should have known.
I didn't need to tell you how to do that.
Put that in an envelope and send it off
now,
to your professor.
HW, how would you evaluate your experience
here?
Yeah,
good. That's good. That's a good question that they don't include on that. How would you evaluate midterm your experience here as an intern for the show?
Is it what you expected?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know yet.
Guess? How about being decisive in your answers?
You know, it's still early. It's only June, so
it's
August.
Early, yeah. And you took half the time off.
Half the time.
Are you optimistic about your future prospects between now and the end of your internship? Do you think by the time you're done, we'll see a different HW than we see right now? Because you've basically said that you're a work in progress.
No.
Okay. See what I mean? See what I mean?
Yeah. And, oh.
And you, oh, give him a high. Give him an E on that. Give him a double A on that. Give him a, you heard his response. He's damn lucky I didn't give him a no on all of them.
Well, that's not a no. It means not observed.
Yeah. That's almost like a does not apply. That doesn't work
not
for every
observed.
Answer.
I don't observe.
You know, if you want to hit him, you go with the BL.
Yeah.
Oh, you below average.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with BLs on all those.
Yeah, so you can go back and write REV period, and then the underlining system that we've come up with.
Right.
With big line, a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller.
Well, descending.
Right.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
It is Tuesday, and it is once again time to bring
One of my favorite segments ever.
Yeah, our attorney, Mike Chinopoulos, Absolute Law. He comes in every Tuesday at this time, and we were talking about it off the air. So many people call and say, what day do you have the attorney on? And you tell them it's Tuesdays at 3:35. You can call in right now, 277 or 775-9600, and Mike will gladly help you along with your legal questions that you might have. And we were talking about it before he came in. He's your advocate. Yep. In times where people are trying to reach into your pocket and bend you over, you need somebody that is thinking about you.
Just briefly, Mike, we know in this country lobbyists are all powerful, and then The politicians become the mouthpieces, and they convince people to do things that are against their own interest, one of them being tort reform. We had a guy call in who was just anti-trial lawyer.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's going against your own interest to try Absolutely. And say, oh, we need to do away and get this tort reform passed.
Without the trial lawyer, Ford would have kept making Pintos. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
They, absolutely. You know, why would they bother to change?
Yeah. So there is a place for it. What happened really in tort reform, the truth, is that the insurance companies pitted the doctors and the lawyers against each other and then stood back and laughed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what really happened. The doctors, you know, they went and fired up the doctors saying, oh, these people sue you frivolously, and every time you turn around, they sue you, and they're always suing you, and that's why your malpractice coverage is so high. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then they went to the lawyers and said, well, these doctors are trying to put a cap on how much money you can make. They're trying to stop you from making money. And then the insurance company sat back and laughed all the way to the bank. And I kept trying to tell lawyers and doctors, don't do this. You're letting the insurance companies, you know, hose everybody. Tort reform is necessary, but not in the way that they did it. Okay, it shouldn't be tied to economics. It should be tied to the substantive value of your case. If you're filing a frivolous lawsuit, you know, you have a child born and the OBGYN did nothing but deliver your child, and your child has some genetic dysfunction, okay, and you sue the doctor, not only should your suit get kicked out, but you should be sanctioned. For that, the lawyer and the party should both be sanctioned.
Mm-hmm. But so, it's the lawyer's responsibility to investigate the
absolutely.
Case.
Absolutely. And so the way to do that, and some jurisdictions have, is require before a medical malpractice lawsuit can be filed that it's been reviewed by at least one independent doctor who says there's a good faith basis for it. But capping how much you can make doesn't help anybody, because all that does is protect the doctor. I'd love to have a law that says if I commit legal malpractice, I can never be sued for more than X. Boy, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
277 or 775-9600.
And that was very well said, Mike, and hopefully people have just a little better understanding of the two words, tort reform, because they've been told that's what we need. They don't necessarily understand what it is.
It's kind of like military intelligence, tort reform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mary is on line one. Ahoy, Mary. You're on with Attorney Mike Chinopoulos.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, Mary. What can we do for you today?
A friend of mine is in a bit of a predicament with her husband.
It's one of those friend phone calls.
Yep.
She's been married for 18 years. Her husband is 86 years old, and she's about 24 years younger than him.
I hope he has some money.
Well, I thought she was 24 years old.
Here's the problem. Yeah. They've been married for 18 years. He did not put her on the deed to the house.
Okay.
But she is on the mortgage.
Okay.
What her concern is that if something were to happen to him tomorrow and she would need to put him in a home or something, they don't have the funds to pay for that. Is Social Security going to go after the house because her name is not on it?
If there's some equity in the house, but it's homestead, I would presume, as long as this is their primary residence, and they went ahead and filed for the homestead exemption, then the home has to pass to her as the surviving spouse, period, paragraph, and, you know, Social Security isn't going to be able to go after the equity in a homestead.
Okay, so she should not have to fear losing her home if something happens to her husband.
She should not, but it would be wise to execute a quitclaim deed from him to both of them.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
There you go,
okay.
Mary.
Bye-bye.
And that's an example where legal help can put that fear to rest and do it pretty quickly.
Right. David is on line two. David, you're on with Attorney Mike Chinopoulos.
Dan Hanley, Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, David, what do you got for us?
Well, I got a problem. Got my brother is basically kind of denied his kids over the years, and back and forth, just basically breaking their heart. Well, recently he decided he wanted to give them up and let me adopt them. And when sat down and talked to the kids and, you know, basically destroyed them, well, now he's playing games and decided to change his mind.
Oh, this is that's bad.
Well, you know, let me start out with a piece of criminal law advice. Some people are alive simply because, well, it's illegal to kill them.
Yeah.
You know, what you're going to have to do is go ahead and do an adoption. In the meantime, you could do a temporary guardianship that would give you immediate temporary custody of those children, showing the judge that it is in the children's best interest to do that, given their father's vacillation with respect to what he wants to do. And then as long as you have custody of them, it doesn't matter how long an adoption proceeding takes or how contested it might be, because in the meantime, the kids are being well looked after.
Now, by me saving all the text messages, is that illegal by recording it, or
not a text message. He sent that to you. He gave up incident and control over it when he pressed the send button. That's why I'm waiting for Windows 2010 to come out, because you can withdraw those emails once you send them and they go to somebody else's server. Did I press the send button on that?
They're always somewhere.
But I will tell you this, David, and Mike Chiannopoulos has talked about it before, is that, and it's so important when you're going through an adoption thing or fighting, that legal guardianship save a lot of headaches.
And it is a double-edged sword, too. If you are involved in a custody battle and somebody else, whatever spouse, ends up getting primary custody and it drags out hearing after hearing, the judge is going to go, well, they seem perfectly fine to
that's
me.
Right.
They're used to it there. So that's something you
that's
really right. got to pay attention to.
Right.
That's right.
All right.
Good luck, David.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye. Zach is on line three. Zach, you're on with attorney Mike Chiannopoulos. Go.
Stan Haney, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Mike, I wanted to call and thank you for taking my call. I was trying to start a T-shirt company, and I've already bought the website name and everything. I wanted to know if I needed to go ahead and trademark anything before I started printing out the shirts to protect myself.
Well, if you're going to use a specific mark that you want associated with your company, so that when – think about it like the Nike Swish. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time we see that swish, we don't always see the word N-I-K-E. But when we see the swish, we know that that means Nike, because that's associated to the brand. That's a mark associated to the brand. If you're going to create a mark that you want associated to your brand, that you're going to build goodwill with, I would definitely trademark that.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There you go. Straightforward, simple answer. Phil is on line one. Phil, you're on the phone with attorney Mike Chiannopoulos.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCracken.
I just recently purchased a car.
No, you too. don't play these games.
I'm warning you, counselor.
Derek on line two. Ahoy, Derek, you're on with attorney Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I was just wanting to say that I'm a professional land surveyor. And when you get the tort reform bill going, let me know, because I'm sure that I can get a bunch of guys to go in on it also.
I'm a little confused by that. What do you
think? Well, you said you wanted to limit tort reform to a certain amount. Well, I'm all good with that.
Well,
as land surveyors, we're liable for whatever we do for the rest of our life, regardless of whether we're alive or dead.
You know, I'm against tort reform.
I know, but you wanted to get the bill passed or whatever to limit the amount.
No, that is tort reform.
No.
I want to go the other way. I think that there should be safeguards procedurally, so that if somebody brings a frivolous lawsuit, it ought to get thrown out, and the person bringing it should be sanctioned. But I don't think there should be an economic limit on what you can recover if you've actually been damaged.
Well, that's the idea. That's what I'm saying. And the thing is we've got such we don't have any. Our liability insurance is just outrageous, and we can't, you know, it's terrible.
Yep, I hear you.
All right.
So now the land surveyors are being pitted against you.
Well, now, wouldn't it be nice for them to have a law saying no matter what they did, they couldn't be sued for more than a certain amount?
I mean,
I wonder under the equal protection argument under the 14th Amendment, if I'm being treated as a lawyer differently than a doctor, I wonder if I could bring it that way.
Yeah, I... I think it's a slippery slope when you start screwing with the mechanisms of the legal system, and it's almost taking a certain amount and saying, well, I'm up to here, you're okay.
Well, who are we to decide, and who are the legislatures
it's
to decide?
It's almost decriminalizing a certain type of behavior and saying the maximum penalty for doing this.
Well,
that's not good.
But who are the legislators to decide what a case is worth when a jury hears those specific facts and decides it's worth $6 million and the legislator says, no, you can't get more than two?
I think you had a real common sense solution to it, is that you hold the frivolous parties accountable.
Absolutely. And you hold their feet to the fire and you punish them.
Yeah.
277-775-9600. Attorney Mike Chinopoulos, Absolute Law, with us. Judy is on line three. Judy, say hi to Mike Chinopoulos.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Judy. What do you got for us today?
A while back, my son got into some trouble with his stupid friends and was arrested.
I'm sorry to interrupt, ma'am. On this program, we refer to that type of person as a-hole buddies.
Yeah, his a-hole buddies.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
All right, go ahead.
We had to hire an attorney, so he got arrested. And after he got arrested, we had to go to court. And we were under the assumption that this attorney was going to get his record expunged. Uh-huh. But every time he goes to apply for a job, they find out he's been arrested, and they won't hire him.
Right.
So how do I go about doing this?
Well, was he charged with a misdemeanor or a felony?
A misdemeanor.
Okay. Yeah, that can be expunged. There are certain time requirements, so that's very time sensitive. And so if that lawyer's not going to do the expungement, you need to contact somebody immediately because it is a time sensitive issue.
And what's the time frame?
It relates to when the arrest was, not when the sentence was handed out. But call a lawyer that you want to do the expungement. You can call me, 349-8010, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it off the air.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Judy.
And that is very confusing to a lot of people with the arrest date and the court dates
right.
and all of that.
Right. And it runs from the date of arrest, and so some people kind of get caught.
Brian on line one. Ahoy, Brian, you're on the air with attorney Mike Chinopoulos.
Hi. You guys are talking about tort reform and taking a step further. If you deal with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, I had lost a job because of an harassment on the job. And you have to file all the paperwork through this federal agency. They basically try your case, and then they tell you whether or not you can take the employer in the civil court based on their findings. I was wondering if the attorney had any comment on that.
Well, first of all, they don't try your case. They investigate your case. And then what they give you is a right to sue letter, okay? If they don't give you a right to sue letter, you can still sue. It's probably going to be dismissed for want of any basis, okay? So it is a good thing because essentially they do all the investigation for you. And if you have a nice, valid claim, okay, they've done all of the legwork for you and you haven't had to pay a private investigator to go do that, and you have a expert opinion you can trot out in front of a judge or jury. So it's actually a pretty good deal.
That's not what happened. The EEOC is flooded with cases right now, and the caseworkers are overwhelmed. My particular case was never investigated. They tied me up 2 years, and then they just decided, well, there'll be a no finding. And then they say, go ahead and try to sue the employer now. Yeah. They interviewed their witnesses, and they never contacted anything on my side.
Right.
And believe it or not, I actually had an attorney representing me.
Well, as long as they give you a right to sue letter, that's what I would do.
All right, there you go. We got to go, Jim. On line three. Oh, I'm sorry. Jim's right here. Jim, you're on with attorney Mike Chinopoulos. Go.
Hello, Mike. My first question is, do you work on or will you work on a contingency?
It depends on the type of case. I typically do not, but I will for the right kind of case.
Okay, my question is, I am a musician, and I found somebody that had a recording studio, and I paid him $200. All I had to do is go in. I had the drum machine, everything. So I recorded it at his studio, and he put it on iTunes for sale.
Yeah, that is a bit of a problem. That's an intellectual property right issue, and, you know, depending on how much money he has, you got to make sure your target has money.
Well, is he, I mean...
Why is he doing that? Is he flat-out stealing, or is he claiming that you owe him money for studio time, so he took the music as payment?
No, I haven't asked him yet, and I just thought it was odd because my friend from Louisville called me and said, hey, I heard one of your songs on iTunes. I have no idea why he did it, but yeah. I should ask him, I suppose.
Yeah, call me off the air, 349-8010.
All right. 349-8010.
That's it.
All right, there you go, Jim.
Thank you, Mike.
One more call. Scott is on the phone with attorney Mike Chinopoulos. Go, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, hey, nice to talk to you guys. I had a question about, I know somebody who's getting a divorce, and they're selling off all their, all their property, their pretty much just all this stuff out of their house, their furniture, and I was, looking to know what the law is behind that. Are they allowed to do that or not?
Well, once the divorce is filed, there is an automatic stay that takes place in the state of Florida. So once the divorce is filed, neither party may sell, distribute, or otherwise encumber any asset, marital or non-marital. So if they're doing that after the divorce is filed, it's ripe for a contempt citation, and at least the judges here in Lee County will slap them for that. If it's done before the divorce is filed in contemplation of divorce, it's a bit more difficult, but you can also claim dissipation of marital assets and try to get a set off with the other marital property.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Mike, we're just about out of time. People want to know how to get a hold of you, whether it's via the phone or email. How can they get a hold of Mike Chinopoulos of Absolute Law?
Well, they could have watched Fox News last night.
That's right. He was on Fox News last night.
I don't know if I'll be on again tonight, but...
What happened?
And I didn't talk about being in my underwear and burning my bar card, honestly. You can get me at mike@absolutelaw.net. Or 349-8010, 349-8010.
Seriously, what were you doing on Fox News? What were you talking about?
It was about the foreclosure rocket docket and the violations of the Constitution, and they relegated the Constitution to just a document that was written a long time ago.
You know, it is awesome that you educated our listeners on that. I know we got to go, Stan, but while we're on vacation... Number one story, New York Times, about a 5 to 10 page article all about the rocket docket, which I would have been completely unaware of if it weren't for you, sir.
Yep.
So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Chinopoulos, Absolute Law. He joins us every Tuesday starting at 3:35, and you're the best.
Thanks, man.
We'll take a break. Be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. What? Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Draw a conclusion based on this new information.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure what it is, because I'm dumb.
Always have been, Haney.
Here's the way I figure it.
And, you know, you're not all that much smarter than I am.
No.
Now, how do you see it, Stan?
I see it is that we've already done...
It's like dealing with a five-year-old and a retard.
Yep. Plain and simple. We're not kidding you.
It's like a mice and men.
George,
I'll pet him and stroke him.
We've done 2 hours of the show. We've got about 2 hours left in the show.
Okay, that's simple math.
All right, you got that? My guess is sometime within the next 2 hours, we'll qualify somebody.
2 hours done.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
2 hours to go. Right. All right, check. Got it.
All right, got it.
Carry the one. Okay, yeah.
No, I don't think you carry the one.
I do.
It's Tom math.
Oh.
And it works for you.
Yeah.
It's a participle.
Well, I convert it to metric and then bring it back.
Okay.
Let's get our first look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Larry. Real light today.
Is it?
Yep. Well, the sun's shining. There's no rain. Roads are dry.
You know what? I see trees of green. Red roses, too.
I'm with you, buddy. That's it.
All right.
That's
simple
it,
enough.
That's reasonable. That can be dealt with.
Yes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be Mark Haney and the news. Let's get a look at the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, kids today. A 4-year-old was killed after she climbed into one of those money-saving front-loading washing machines, and her little brother turned it on and watched her die.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You know what? Parents that have it's so easy for kids to climb in those front loaders versus the old style up on top.
A group of young hooligans in England tried to roast two cute little puppies over a bonfire before an angry woman stopped them.
Good.
A high school student, male high school student,
yeah,
used Facebook.
I tell you,
evil.
A high school student used Facebook to blackmail 7 male classmates into performing sexual acts.
Oh.
A 16-year-old.
You kids.
Today. A 16-year-old has become the youngest person ever to have a sex change operation.
Come on.
Some jackass named Bailout Bill has been handing out free money in a cry for attention for his stupid website. We'll oblige him.
Yeah.
A mother was arrested after offering her 19-year-old daughter's sexual services to an undercover cop. Let me tell you this right now. Tom will probably be able to get the photograph by news time.
Yeah.
Any fantasies you had about a mother-daughter deal will go out the window.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And finally, a man in England removed 13 of his own teeth the hard way.
Oh!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Jeez. Thank you, Mark.
Stan?
Now something we like to call the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan? Everyone? President Obama has imposed an executive pay cap for financial institutions receiving special federal bailout money. Wow. Think about that. A black man denying money to a banker. I guess times really have changed.
Wow.
You know what? Let me tell you bankers something. I got my eye on you. Dick Cheney warns there is a high probability that terrorists will attempt another attack on the U.S. in the next couple of years. He then bit the head off a newborn kitten, shoved an old lady down a flight of stairs, and shot another hunting buddy. So basically, retirement hasn't changed old Dick a bit. George Carlin, one of the all-time greats.
Certainly.
Received the prestigious Mark Twain Prize for American humor last night. Cynical son of a bitch couldn't even be bothered to show up to accept it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I watched that. It was pretty good.
Oh, they're always
I got it
good.
Taped. ABC may shift Jimmy Kimmel to 11:30 p.m. Kimmel had no comment. He's still dealing with hurt feelings after Miley Cyrus
It's Miley.
Yeah.
Mocked him with the whole slant eyes thing. Vivica Fox is the host of the upcoming reality series The Cougar. Now, this reporter is interested to see which will sag faster, the host, the contestants, or the ratings. Pink was on Ellen Tuesday, and man, Portia de Rossi is pissed. Angelina Jolie says that she wakes up every day as, quote, just the happiest mommy. And all 10 of her nannies swear it's true. Stephen King said that Twilight author Stephanie Meyer can't write worth a damn. Then he took one of his old books, changed the setting and character names, put it out under a new title, and cashed an $8 million check. I'm a fan. Joaquin Phoenix says that people are going to be lining up to make fun of his hip-hop career. At least that's what Vanilla Ice told him. Yo. The Organization of Chinese Americans say that they're upset with Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley!
Over a photograph that shows her making slant eyes. And yes, in case you're wondering, they did identify her as Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley!
Amy Winehouse says she wants to record an album in Jamaica. Who doesn't, Amy? Jamaicans, however, are hesitant. Mostly because they don't want her taking what's left of their weed. A Texas woman. Stan brought this up yesterday. A Texas woman now holds the record for the world's largest breasts. Soundly shattering the previous record held for 10 straight proud years by Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, he's struggling at the
And that's all natural,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that is.
New York's Oscar Wilde Bookshop, the oldest gay and lesbian bookstore in America, will sadly be closing its doors. Owners point to the bad economy and the fact that Ryan Seacrest recently took his business to Amazon. For the third time in 4 years, the Hotel Carter in Times Square. You familiar with it? You've been to Times Square many
times.
Sure.
The hotel. What
hotel
about
Carter.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's been named the dirtiest hotel in America.
Well, okay.
In fairness, though, the hotel is only dirty because it is well known for being the hotel that people go to clean up after having dirty sex at other Times Square hotels. The ACLU has cut 10% of its entire workforce. But don't worry, as long as Mel Gibson's drinking the remaining 90%, and they feel pretty comfortable. North Korea is reportedly planning a long-range missile test. If they're successful, watch out, Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley.
You're going to pay for that slant-eyed thing. Harry Potter. Author J.K. Rowling received France's highest honor this week, the French Legion of Honor Award. Well, actually, she demanded it and they immediately surrendered. You know, come on.
Yeah.
De Gaulle jokes never get old.
They don't!
And they were never too soon for that.
That weak, spineless.
Yep. Slow down, Pat, and let Charlie get to the front.
Yep.
Boy, look at that nice, clean uniform on him.
Yep, pressed crisp.
An Australian traveler was caught with two live pigeons stuffed inside his pant following a recent trip to the Middle East. Now, of course, the man was obviously embarrassed because authorities noticed the pigeons, but no one commented on the barely visible small rooster. A woman's belly button may be an indicator to gentlemen whether or not she is suitable for mating. Huh? Well, I'll explain. For instance, if it hangs past the crotch, pass.
It's true.
Facebook turned 5 years old yesterday. And suddenly, Michael Jackson is very interested. A new study suggests that when you sleep, your brain's visual center operates in a kind of mental screensaver mode.
Okay.
Huh. I guess that would explain why I keep dreaming that I'm being attacked by flying toasters. The NFL Pro Bowl takes place this Sunday. Might want to stand up and take note, America. It's your last chance to see those 300-pounders in action without buying Jessica Simpson tickets. A federal judge yesterday unsealed damaging evidence in the steroid case against Barry Bonds. The evidence?
Yes.
His head.
Gourd-like.
It's like in Dusk Till Dawn, what happened to Fred the Hammer Williamson. Bob Costas is leaving HBO to do play-by-play for the MLB network. Baseball always his first love.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Costas could not be reached for comment because he was too busy holding for a laugh after uttering something funny to no one on earth except himself. So far, Michael Phelps has not lost a single endorsement deal over his pot photograph. And you know, after all, if kids like him never made mistakes, well, we wouldn't call them special, now would we?
Wow.
No place has been more affected by tough economic times than the Big Apple. If you require proof, you are more than welcome to check out today's list of the
top
signs New York City has hit hard times.
Top signs New York City has hit hard times.
The only thing still rich is the stench of urine.
Oh.
You saw a cabbie with a single tear rolling down his cheek swallow hard, and pick up a carload of blacks. U.S. Airways is crashing their jets into food lines.
What?
The Puerto Rican community forced to scale back to one parade a week. That Nigerian on the corner?
Yeah.
Selling real designer handbags for $20. Daryl Hammond suddenly wants out of SNL.
Boy, he's been there forever.
Long time.
Elliot Spitzer is having sex with his wife.
Tough times.
Daniel Radcliffe is naked on Broadway because he can't afford pants. But it's not all gloom and doom. Let's take a look at the good news.
All right.
The good news?
Yeah.
Hot dogs, quite a bargain at only 25 cents. The bad news?
Yeah.
You notice fewer and fewer pigeons in the city and even fewer rats.
Yep.
That poor Sherry Shepherd hasn't had a fully cooked meal in seconds. Arab store owners can only afford to put 50 American flags in their windows. And finally,
yes.
Sad but true, Sarah Jessica Parker is now forced to work nights pulling carriages through Central Park. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock fluffer.
Thank you, Mark.
That's horse jokes. At least once a week, you gotta
throw in a horse joke.
Sarah Jessica
Poor Sarah Parker. Jessica Parker.
Why the long face?
Let me hear that again.
Off in the distance.
Yeah. All right. Ginger, oh, here she comes.
Back around.
Doing laps around Central Park.
All right, we're going to... we're going to take a break.
Brainstem.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Nice coat.
Yeah, smooth coat. Got the feed bag right around its neck.
Yeah.
How many hands is she?
About 15 and a half. We'll be back. 96. K-Rock.
Baby. Sizzle and hizzle and frizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
I sent Tommy on a little fact-finding mission.
Mm-hmm.
We read the story. It's all over the news today. A man in Cape Coral was arrested in a Publix parking lot with, the news says, two. We heard from a witness that said three blow-up sex dolls in his car. And he... had these sex dolls inflated, was performing various acts on them.
As well as making out with them, which
making
I found
out with them,
weird.
Doing things.
Yeah.
And as people were leaving the grocery store, he's in full view. Kids were there, witnesses saying.
Well, he was making a point to be seen.
Had, wearing some shorts torn open at the crotch.
No, going commando.
But the thing that we noticed... or Tommy noticed it, he's got the sharp eye, was the fact that, to Tommy's eye, these looked like entry-level sex dolls.
Right.
The real cheap ones. You know, blow-up, cheap, like something that, you could get for, like, $19.95. Now, I'll be honest with you. We're not experts in blow-up sex dolls.
No, but that just caught my eye. They
yeah.
just looked.
And they do. They look cheap. I mean, that's not realistic.
No.
three blow-up sex dolls in the car. And it didn't look, it looked disgusting. And I said, Tommy, find me somebody that knows stuff about these blow-up dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went on the internet and started checking and calling and finding out somebody that could go on and tell us exactly what this guy had in his car. Are they entry level? And I want to thank you because you found somebody at least willing to come on with us.
Yep.
His name is Calvin Jerkins from Utica, New York. And he works at Innovative Latex Industries in Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that he knows his stuff.
He seemed to.
Find out exactly. And he got him on for us. He's on hold right now. Let me see if he's on the phone. Mr. Jerkins, are you there?
Yes.
Sir, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jerkins, you work with Innovative Latex Industries in Utica, New York, correct?
Well, I don't work for them.
You don't?
I am them.
You are them. I mean, it's a one man deal.
Well, it's a family business that has been handed down from father to son.
I see.
Over many generations.
I see. How many generations are we talking about?
Oh, good Lord. I know it goes back.
One or two generations, maybe. Your grandfather.
More than that.
I don't know that. Has latex been around that long?
Pardon me.
I'm asking my producer.
Oh, yeah, latex and derivatives have been around for a long
time.
And you can change those molds and stuff over to use different materials.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love to talk about the history of my business.
Well, Mr. Jenkins, Jerkins, we sent you, because on numerous websites down here, and now it's gone national, we sent you some pictures of the actual blow-up love dolls that were in this gentleman's car, and we were debating around that these are entry-level dolls. These are cheap dollars for like an inexperienced person. You're looking at the picture.
Yeah.
Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
you would.
They are entry level.
Yeah.
They're what are you doing, sir?
Working.
All right. What would a doll like the ones that you're looking at that were in the gentleman's car, this Bartuzic, how much do these things cost?
I'm not sure that you know who you've called.
Evidently. Yes. Well, Calvin Jerkins.
I did receive the email.
Yes, sir.
From your producer.
Yes.
And I can assure you that my quality, my company does not deal in merchandise that's shoddy.
So this is junk. You did not make these.
Absolutely not. These are your garden variety, dime store, Chinese knockoffs.
Okay, something from China, and yeah, some. I mean, are they?
could be Taiwanese.
Okay, sure.
But I would guess Red China.
Okay, but these that were sent, you're saying junk, but they are a three entry, right?
Well, I've only got a photograph of the three dolls that are in a Lincoln automobile.
Yes.
I can't see them very well, but what I can see is that they are very shoddy.
Okay. So we were right, junk.
I would, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to educate the public about my business, because we have gotten a horrible name because of the type of merchandise that you're referring to.
I understand. Now,
my family,
yes, sir,
has a long history of producing high quality devices.
Well, then take us back. I mean, first of all, Mr. Jerkins, we're speaking, by the way, to Calvin Jerkins, I guess, sole proprietor, family business, Innovative Latex Industries out of Utica, New York. Tell me, how long has the demand for good quality sex dolls been around, and what goes into a good quality sex doll? What do you start
with? There is such a long history that most people are unaware of, and what I have found,
yes, sir,
is that this country feels like that we are fairly sexually liberated.
Yeah, pretty
and,
much so.
That is true to a point.
Okay.
I have found that as far as cultural and societal norms, that it is quite common for ladies to get away with murder. Penile-shaped objects are considered perfectly normal and acceptable. You see the ladies at a bachelor party making their way through a drinking establishment with a giant penis on their head.
Well, yes. Yeah, you know.
Vibrating.
Your vibrators.
What
your,
have you.
Right. Your Steely and Dans.
It's considered, what'd you say, like a bowling pin?
No, he said Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yet you do.
But,
yes,
we have made devices for the men.
Okay.
For men only.
Okay.
And it's a it's almost a secret world. It's perfectly natural
for
a gentleman to want to have a release that doesn't obligate him to marriage or children.
Sure.
You just want to get it over, man.
But you're saying there's still a stigma to the men and not with the women.
Right, yeah, it's all perfectly all right with the ladies and their toys and novelties.
Oh, it's,
but
you
for
know,
a, guy,
a good laugh is had by all. They have parties in their living rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Their girlfriends. And, we have actually been around so long that we have serviced several presidents.
You've serviced several presidents? Like who?
We could start with Washington.
Oh, your company wasn't around when Washington was president.
It most certainly was.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. And my family has always had the greatest respect and discretion and a lot of patriotism. My name, for instance... my father named me after a president, and until the day he died, he called me Silent Cal.
All right, now let me.
But with Washington,
yes, sir.
We made a custom item for him,
really,
that was called a writing stick.
A what?
And his teeth weren't the only thing wooden that he was hard on. Now, a writing stick.
Yes, sir.
Was pretty much what it sounds like. A good piece of wood.
Right. Like a maple.
Maypole. Well, yes, probably for the president it would have been a maple, a quality wood, but very expensive.
Right.
And
mahogany.
What we would do, we like the hardwoods.
Right.
And we would carve out various orifices.
What? In a piece of wood?
Yes. And, of course, the wood would be sanded down, so one would not get splinters.
Mm-hmm.
In places, yes. One would not want to get splinters in.
Sure,
and then
that, sure.
What we would do is line the mouth and the other cavities.
Yes, sir.
With, yes, sir. beaver pelts.
Beaver pelts?
Yes.
Right.
And that was what was known as a riding stick. Today we would look at it and think that it would look like a scarecrow. And in those days, mm-hmm. it was the height of innovation, and again, it was very discreet.
I see. But Mr. Jerkins, we're talking with Calvin Jerkins of Innovative Latex Industries out of Utica, who are experts, I guess, in making male toys for men. Okay,
they're not toys.
What are they then?
These are not toys.
What are they then?
They are pleasure devices.
Okay, pleasure devices. Now, I gotta ask you.
Can I ask you, sir? Are you familiar with the history of our country and the president?
Yeah, sure. I think I am.
The president who was the most out in the open about this.
That would be James Buchanan.
No, it would be Taft. William Howard Taft,
the big fat guy.
Yes. Now. He would actually allow himself to be filmed on the device, and he told people that it was an indoor riding horse.
Get out!
And that's how he got his exercise.
That is not true. Sir.
Have you seen the film?
I have not seen the film of him riding a horse saying it was...
I would urge you to look into that.
Okay, you know
what?
Because
he would work himself into a lather. And allow himself to be filmed. Of course, he'd be clothed.
Right.
But he went out of his way to make people believe that there was nothing untowards about it. But we've used tin, sheet metal. but again, we always go back to the beaver pelt.
Right. What about today, though, sir? We're talking about that. You're telling me that those love dolls that were found in this gentleman's car in Cape Coral,
sheet knockoff.
What goes into, let's talk 2009. What goes into a quality, Innovative Latex Industries love doll? If Tommy wanted to go and buy one, and he wanted quality from you people up there in Utica, what would he get? What it makes your love dolls special? What goes into them?
Well, a lot of centuries of know-how. And,
yeah.
Research.
Sure. But I'm talking about life, life like hair and eyes and mouth and when that skin that feels real.
There's a proprietary blend.
Yes.
Of what an uneducated person would probably take for a silicone jelly.
Okay. Yes, I got you. And so this
and
jelly
we
is.
We have a relationship that we've maintained over the years, as my family business has continued. So has this other gentleman's business. He's a mortician.
What? A mortician.
And we have worked symbiotically under the table for years, and we've gotten to know the female anatomy, in and out. And by golly, I'll tell you.
Yes, sir.
When there's a fresh female corpse under 40,
yeah.
We feel like, well, by golly, we've hit the jackpot.
Oh, no, please, I don't want to know that much
Well, we have done things that are so anatomically correct. It is such a delicate flower. Yep. And in the right hands, it becomes a work of art.
Okay, sure.
I will tell you, we have products.
Yes, sir.
That you could take to a third world gynecologist. And they could use a spectrum on it, and they would think that it was simply a deceased woman.
Oh, please. How much do these things cost?
And then, of course, you need quality drainage. And that's where most of these things...
Right.
You're talking about this piece of plastic.
Right.
Well, how do you clean that?
You over at Innovative Latex have found a way to do that.
What we found. Well, it'd be over your head.
Right. But, yeah, layman's
term. It's so advanced.
Right.
That we've actually, some of the technology that we've discovered, we got a deal with Merck. And they've actually created some artificial lady parts. And let me tell you... you know, as far as the sex change business,
yes, sir.
And the tranny whore.
You know your stuff.
Well, I do, and I take a great deal of pride in it, even going back to the original writing stick that I have the twin
right
here on display for anybody that wants to see it.
Right, complete with the oak and beaver pelt.
Yes, some of the various designs that we have are so compelling that you would be hard pressed to know the difference. We like to joke around that our ladies don't get PMS and they can't get pregnant.
Okay. All right.
And they'll do anything you want.
Okay. Yeah.
We go from the writing stick, which, don't get me wrong, the writing stick for its time was incredible.
Yes, sir. Yes, we got it. We're out of time. Well, yes.
Miraculously, in our industry, with the exception of my small upscale company, you would think the Industrial Revolution never happened. Let me tell you something. Gears.
All right.
Levers,
right.
Pulleys,
yeah.
These are all basic things that we take for granted that have never been incorporated by any of these other companies. We have a very select clientele.
Okay.
Let me tell you, the computer chip was a godsend.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. Mr. Jerkins, thank you so much for...
If I may...
Yes, sir.
I would like it because you seem to me to be a man of wealth and taste.
Yeah, well, yeah, I try to be.
If you would allow me, sir.
Yes, sir. You smoking around these things?
I smoke a pipe.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Adds to the creep factor.
Right.
But I would be willing to sell you one of our models that I call the Fillmore.
The Fillmore, after President Millard Fillmore?
Yes.
Yeah. What's that?
I would be happy to send you that, and unless you'd prefer a poke.
No, I don't want a poke.
Would you like a Van Buren?
No, a Fillmore would be just fine. Does that involve
the Van Buren? Let me tell you, it's filthy. But it depends on your mood.
All right, I gotta go. Just send me anything you'd like. Just make sure it's a nice, smooth beaver pelt.
Oh, that I can guarantee you, because I get involved in that personally. I strangle the beavers myself.
Okay.
Oh.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Well, pull one off for me, will you?
This is the perfect family scene, when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, this is Peter Arnett, and here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today.
Double M-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Congratulations are in order for one of our friends, Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Will be inducted in the Hall of Fame this year.
That's good news.
About time.
The Bow Hunting Hall of Fame.
What?
The National Bow Hunters Hall of Fame will formally induct Ted Nugent into their ranks at a ceremony in Las Vegas tomorrow. Ted will be honored in two categories. Of course, excellence in bow hunting is one of them. The other, literary excellence.
He's written.
Writing about bow hunting.
Well, yeah. Congratulations, Uncle Ted. Gentlemen, have you ever fantasized about being double teamed by a mother-daughter duo?
Yep. Sure.
Well, you sick bastard.
Sure, who hasn't? Come on.
The next time you do, I want you to remember this.
Oh! Oh, my God! Ah!
Last Thursday, 45-year-old Teresa Brock, she's the one on your left.
You don't say!
She's only 45?
Oh. Yes.
She looks 105.
I want that picture on the website.
It's going up tonight.
How?
It'll cure you, that particular kink. Last Thursday, 45-year-old Teresa Brock and her daughter, 19-year-old Danielle of Dayton, Ohio, were arrested after Teresa offered Danielle's sexual services to an undercover cop. I guess she'd jump in, too.
Oh, that's frightening.
Oh, that is so bad.
That is. Oh. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Sorry about that, folks. Okay.
Oh, ready get for, off the screen!
Ready for the next one, Tommy?
Next one!
42-year-old Ian Boynton of Beverly, England.
Where's Beverly?
That's in the eastern part of the country. So, good day, sir.
Like many in England, 42-year-old Ian could not afford to go to a dentist.
Oh, no.
But he had one hell of a toothache.
Damn teeth.
So he decided to take matters into his own hands by removing 13 of his teeth with a pair of pliers.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Pair of channel locks.
That's what they are! And he looks happy about it!
He's smiling.
He is! And he's holding all of his teeth like chiclets in his hand.
Yeah, I got a close-up of the teeth.
Yeah, give him the close-up.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get him to...
There's the choppers.
Oh! Yeah, those roots were starting to rot.
Looks like buttered corn.
Yeah, those roots were made for rotten.
Like buttered corn.
On Wednesday, 80-year-old Mary Feeney of Indianapolis, Indiana, was on her way home from the hairdresser's when she claims her accelerator got stuck and she lost control of her SUV. Once everything was said and done, Mary hit a bush, a fence, a gas meter, a building, and six other cars.
What the hell?
Then that. The building.
Went right into a brick building.
80-year-old Mary Feeney of Indianapolis, Indiana, had a bad day.
Oh, yeah. 80.
Mm-hmm.
Pathetic.
It is pathetic.
You see that mother-daughter again?
No, but that old lady, that mother, has got to go up on the website.
Oh, yeah.
You got to let people see that.
Yep.
That's stomach turning.
Well, that's what they call a cautionary tale. You never know what you're getting. I don't know about you, but whenever I think of Valentine's Day, the first thing that comes to mind is ultimate fighting. So it makes complete sense that the Vermont Teddy Bear Company has released a new ultimate fighting-themed teddy bear just in time for Valentine's Day called the Ultimate Love Bear. According to a spokeswoman...
Well, it's a teddy bear company, although one of the best.
I don't agree with that. They're not paying me anything. F them.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not giving
as
them an
endorsement. As far as teddy bear companies go, they're...
Let me tell you something, Vermont Teddy Bear Company. My opinion can change on a dime. Actually, several dimes.
Yeah.
Read me. The spokeswoman says... Ultimate fighting has become extremely popular in recent years, as if you'd know anything about it. And we thought creating an ultimate lover would be a fun idea for Valentine's
Day.
Come on. You women and your fun for Valentine's Day. The ultimate lover bear wears black shorts which say, "You're a knockout." And it has black boxing gloves with cute little red hearts on them.
See,
it'll set
that.
You back $79.95.
Oh,
and ladies,
no, they don't come cheap.
Before you buy one of these things for your man, let me warn you, he's not going to like it. When he finds out how much it costs, it's going to ruin your Valentine's Day. But if you don't believe me, go ahead and do it.
They are expensive.
I am Bill O'Reilly from the Fox News Channel with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Kim Petras of Germany is a normal 16-year-old girl. Except for the fact that up until last month, she was a boy named Tim.
Oh, come on.
Kim says she's known since she was two.
How do you know a two?
That she was supposed to be a girl.
You don't know.
And when she was 12, her overindulgent parents allowed her to start undergoing hormone therapy.
There's the problem, the parents.
Then last month, after Kim's psychologist determined that she was, quote, without doubt, a girl in a boy's body, Kim became the youngest person ever to undergo sexual reassignment surgery. According to Kim, quote, I was asked if I feel like a woman now, but the truth is, I have always felt like a woman. I just ended up in the wrong body. I had to wait until my 16th birthday, but once past that, I was able to legally have the operation.
Oh, jeez.
For what it's worth, she looks like a girl.
Just like the girl next door!
Yeah.
All, what is she, all German?
And 16.
Aryan.
All Aryan. Yeah, blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess...
I'll be honest with you, not that bad.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
And in all seriousness, if that is indeed the case, and it feels that strongly about it, best to do that before puberty hits.
Yeah. Well, at 16, that puberty's hit.
But she started the hormones when she was 12.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It saved her. She looks like
a girl.
He looks like a girl.
Yeah.
All American-looking girl.
German.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I probably should mention that we are in the midst of a special report called Kids Today.
Thank you.
On Monday, 4-year-old Kaylee Ishii of Mission Viejo, California.
Mission Viejo, isn't that where that killer's from?
Probably.
Zodiac?
In the southern part of the state.
Thank you.
About 25 miles southeast of Anaheim.
Thank you.
On Monday, 4-year-old Kaylee somehow managed to climb inside the money-saving front-loading washing machine in her house. But once 4-year-old Kaylee was inside the machine, her unattended 15-month-old brother hit the switch. A simple push button, and the machine filled with water. According to the police, Kaylee was inside the machine for about 2 minutes before her mother stumbled across it. Kaylee was taken to the hospital, but there was really no point. She was already dead.
You think about that, and he brought it up during the headlines. You see, though, everybody wants those new fangled front loading washers. Very easy for a kid to get in one of those. Think yeah. about that.
And the 15-month-old yep. boy hit the button.
Hits one button, and there it goes.
Right in front of him,
yeah.
right so, before his yeah. eyes.
So simple a child can do it. Jesus.
Kids today. Recently, 32-year-old Melanie Johnson of England was walking down the street when she noticed a group of kids between the ages of about 10 and 13 standing around a bonfire.
All right.
At first, Melanie didn't think all that much about it until she noticed what these little psychos were really up to. Apparently, the kids had 2 7-week-old puppies oh! with them, which they were holding over the fire.
Oh,
in other words, they were roasting puppies. Live puppies. According to Melanie, quote, "I could not believe the cruelty being shown by these kids. If I hadn't turned up, they would have burned the dogs alive." Melanie chased the kids away and took the puppies home to care for them before dropping them off in an animal shelter where they'll probably end up euthanized. The police have not found the kids responsible.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, for the longest time, both Stan and I have been telling anybody that'll listen, social networking is a bad idea.
Evil.
And you shouldn't need a reason, but I'm going to give you a reason why you should never, ever send naked pictures of yourself to someone online.
What? No.
On Monday, 18-year-old Anthony Stannell of New Berlin, Wisconsin.
Whereabouts?
About 15 miles west of Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Was arrested on seriously disturbing charges. Last November, Anthony made 2 bomb threats to his school. But that is just the tip of the iceberg.
Aha!
As part of that investigation, the police seized Anthony's computer. When they took a look at his hard drive, they did not like what they found. They found 600 movies involving child pornography.
God.
They found more than 300 naked pictures and movies of Anthony's male classmates.
Jeez.
The story does not end there. According to the police, he had set up a fake Facebook account posing as an attractive teenage girl. Then he contacted at least 31 of his male classmates and ask them to send naked pictures of themselves.
Sick.
Rubes.
Yeah, suckers.
Then, once he had them, he blackmailed the teenage boys by telling them he was going to show the pictures to the entire school unless they agreed to perform certain sex acts with him.
Oh.
We're assuming that the majority of these boys were what's known in the business as heterosexual.
Right.
Out of the 31 male classmates,
yeah,
police say at least 7 took Anthony up on his offer and did what he wanted done. He's been charged with making bomb threats, repeated sexual assault, possession of child pornography, and child enticement. He's being held on $250,000 bond. If convicted, he is looking at 300 years in prison.
Damn right. Throw away the key. Throw it away. That is pure evil and dirt.
You know, it's a shame our last guest could have just sent him something.
Yeah.
That's the news for today.
Double M-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Thank you, Mark.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney in the afternoon. Glad to have you along, and congratulations to...
And he knows who he is.
Oh, he knows exactly who
and
he is.
And you know who you are.
You know what?
I'm Stan.
Yeah, and I'm with my friend Peter Griffin.
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin.
I need... Well, let's do some traffic, and then I need some advice on something I need to do. Probably I should have done it about 5 years ago.
How does that go? Is it across the road or?
Yeah, you want to, it's not across the road. Right. It's yeah, down the street.
Not ago. That though. Not that.
Although, you're just going to scar up your tendons if you do it the other
thank
way.
You. Traffic.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Larry.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm finding this out the hard way. I have one of the old Florida driver's licenses.
Okay.
Where to renew, I just get a sticker to put on the back. Now, my driver's license is valid. Don't anybody start with me. It's valid.
I don't think anybody did.
It's valid until like 2012. All right. But.
And that's, you won't need it beyond that.
Yeah.
But.
World end.
Yeah. But a co-worker in the building came in today.
Who shall remain nameless?
Yeah, I think it's best. He didn't ask to have his name drug out onto the air and all that.
Drugged out.
Strung out, Jack.
But he told me, he said, I got pulled over by a police officer today. And he said they wanted to see the driver's license, insurance, and all of that.
Sure, yeah.
And he said... My driver's license, and he held it up for me, evidently has fallen through the cracks. I'm like, what are you talking? What do you mean? He said, the state of Florida wanted to phase out these driver's licenses. He said, and every year I've been getting the sticker put on the back. I said, that's just like my driver's license. And I put the sticker on the back of it. And he said, yeah. He said, the police officer said, the license is valid. You got a valid license, but these need to be taken out of circulation. Mm. And you need to get your driver's license photo and everything updated to the, what do they have it, like a credit card almost.
Yeah, there's a
like
swipe
now.
On it now.
A
mm-hmm.
swipe plastic card.
Mm-hmm.
He said these were supposed to be off the streets a long time ago.
Wow.
Valid, but you got to get it changed. So Stan says, that's the exact same thing as my, that my picture on my license was taken in 1995.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
virtually unrecognizable.
Right. So I said, where the heck am I? Just, I got a valid license, just need it updated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there's hardly any place around here to get a driver's license updated and validated?
They've closed them all down.
I'm looking online. Cape 2 in Cape Coral.
Okay. Like one, they closed the one up by Page Field,
yeah,
right?
One in Lehigh Acres and one in one, North Fort Myers.
The one by Page Field was the FHP place, right?
Right. That was right where
there
FHP was.
There is nowhere other than taking a haul and trying your luck of waiting in line in Cape Coral or North Fort Myers or Lehigh Acres to up to. What's the incentive if my license is good till 2012 to go and abide by this? To get the license fixed. My license, I'll admit it, it's falling apart.
But the date on it says 2012.
But on the back, it's still
it's not incumbent on you if the license is valid.
The officer told the person in the building today, you got to get this license changed. This license, although it's valid, you got to get it updated with the magnetic strip.
Well, no one's told you that yet.
Nobody's told me that yet.
You're in the clear until you get pulled over.
My advice to you is to not draw attention to it.
Yeah. But the thing is,
I wouldn't say it in public or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go broadcasting it or anything.
But the thing is, where do you go and get one done if you wanted to?
I don't know about Lee County. I know where the one is down in Naples, but right on airport.
Ahoy.
Hey, how's it going? If you go to Naples, the one on Airport Road, I live 10 minutes.
Yeah,
to have mine done.
Naples, yeah. All the way down to Naples.
Yeah. Blue hairs. Okay, bye.
Well, Naples is one thing, but it's my understanding they tried to make you go to Lehigh, and you said no.
That's right.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. You can also take a ride out to LaBelle when you're in Immokalee. Never await in LaBelle.
Hey, now that's an idea.
That is an idea.
Yeah, you don't have to go to a place in the county in which you live, though, do you? I live in Lee County.
Probably.
If I'm going to Hendry County to get a driver's license or Collier County,
I think a problem?
Florida.
Yeah, because when I lived in Lee County, I got mine done in Naples.
You did?
Green Tree Plaza, I got it done one time.
All right. So it doesn't matter if you live in another county, you can go to any driver's license because it's state?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Ahoy.
Hey, Stan, if you don't have the old license, how'd you vote this year?
No problem.
Didn't they swipe it?
No, they didn't swipe it. Some old lady looked at it and wrote it down in a book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they phased those out back in 97.
I believe it.
But they keep sending you the stickers.
They send me the stickers.
You figured if it was a big problem, they would say, no, we can't send you any more stickers. You need to go in.
And
nobody sent anything to you.
And nobody has ever swiped my driver's license.
But you've gotten nothing in the mail that says you are required
And I will also say, you say nobody has sent, and I'm using the guy in here today that works here who has the exact same looking driver's license, the old kind that I have. I'm not telling you, somebody else told me as well. Unofficially.
Okay.
Where I'm not even going to get into it. We have friends. We have friends that have access to this kind of stuff. And
well, blame it all on my roots.
Yeah.
I showed up in boots.
Yeah. Oh, ahoy.
Hey, Stan.
Yes.
Hey, I live right down the road from this one here in the Cape. And believe it or not, it's not a bad place to go to. They usually got three or four lines and three or four designated different lines, and it moves real quick.
And it does? Out 15, 20 minutes?
At the very most, and I've been dealing with child support issues, and I just run in and out with the paperwork from the child enforcement place. So, I mean, they're pretty quick with everything in there.
All right.
Poor bastard.
Yeah,
hang in there.
Feel bad. Hang in there and keep up. Keep a stiff upper lip, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, man.
Maybe I'll lay low. And the first thing that was also brought to my attention, I keep it in my wallet, and it's wearing. And I tried to get my Players Club card done at Gulfstream, and they couldn't, they didn't like it was worn out.
Oh, geez.
Well, it's not so much that it's worn out. It's just it's got that, condom ring indentation.
Take a look at this license. I'll show you.
Yeah, let me see
how
that.
How tattered is it?
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin.
Hi, here, Peter.
Hand it over.
Yeah, right there. There's my license.
Oh, you look drunk.
I probably
Does
was.
Does he have the mustache in that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that young, fresh face.
Yeah.
You look like a dad.
Yeah, back then I looked like a dad.
Oh, that hurts.
This is ancient, man.
I know it is.
Ancient.
Yes.
I mean, I had one of these, but...
Yeah, I know.
It was 10 years ago.
I know. It's valid. It's got an expiration date of like 2012 on it.
Does it really, Haney? 2012?
My God, it's so old. It's a different format. And this expired
yeah, that's old.
In 99.
That's on the front of the license.
1999. 10 years, Stan.
Yeah. I
don't see where it's
I'll current. Show you after we're off the air. Look, we gotta go.
This is not valid.
Yes, it is. Lord willing, we'll be back here at 2 o'clock. And we played this earlier in the day for you. This is part of the reason why President Obama was in Southwest Florida today.
This is Damian Kaye reporting from Lehigh Acres, Florida, which was a booming exurb in 2006 with thousands of new homes and nearly everyone working. Now, with foreclosures rampant, the construction jobs are gone. The homes are empty or abandoned. And hunger has become a growing problem here in this community outside Fort Myers that was once solidly middle class.
I see more people now than I've ever seen since I've been here, and I've been here for 4 years. I've been here for 4 years. A lot of people is coming now because of the economy.
Many people here are still stunned by the speed of the economic reversal.
Booming. Booming. Everybody had more work than what they wanted, and now nobody has any work.
When did you start to notice that, like when things changed?
About 6 months to a year ago.
Mr. Cook said he lost his job at a propane supplier a few months ago.
My daughter's being foreclosed on her home because of the same problem. She has two of my grandchildren, 3 and 5 years old. That's not a good situation at all. I can take care of myself. I'm by myself. But it's hard when you got your grandchildren being evicted from their homes.
A few blocks down the road at Lehigh Community Services, the food pantry is serving 70% more people than it did a year ago.
So you see, a lot of people are very humble when they come in here. They've never, ever had to ask for assistance before. They don't really know how the system works, so it's heartbreaking. It really is. I mean, see how I am? You get men coming in here who are like about 40 years old, and they've never, ever had to ask for help. But you got to give them credit for coming in here and doing it, you know, because they're taking care of their family.
State figures show that 1 in 4 people in Lehigh Acres received food stamps in December, 4 times the number in 2006. But perhaps the most telling example of the bus impact can be seen on the bread line here at Faith Lutheran Church. At 8 a.m. every Friday morning, people line up for 3 free loaves. 221 came the day we visited, a third more than the average of 2006. Some, like Luis Akendo and his brother Cesar, lost their jobs when builders stopped needing workers.
Well, those plenty of work until the economy started to crash down. That's when they started to lay off plenty of people. That's why people have been losing their houses. And the criminology is going up so high because of that. Because people, they go crazy. They don't know what to do. How are they going to feed their families?
All three of these organizations that serve food existed before the bust. What's changed is the number and class of people in need. And for many, there is really only one thing they want, one thing that they pray for, and that's work.
I hate feeling like a charity case, you know? It's like the pride thing, you know? Pride gets to you. You can't let your pride get to you. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.